What is Trust? A Compilation.
Quite often, the words faith and trust are tossed about in religious circles. These words are used like salt, seasoning any dialogue with a distinctly Christian flavor. But what do they mean? Is faith the same thing as trust? If not, what is the difference? Faith is a noun. It is something we have. As he reveals himself in his love to us, this knowing of him in our head, knowledge, and in our heart, beliefs, is the substance, our evidence of him and his love. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith says, I know him and I believe. But faith is not trust. Trust is a verb. Trust is something we do. Trust is faith in action. It is a manifestation of our faith in our thoughts and actions. While faith says he can, trust says he is, and I will think and act accordingly. It is far easier to have faith in God. There are unbelievers who have this. It is a lot harder to exercise trust in him. Ben. What does the Bible say about trust? The words translated trust in the Bible literally mean a bold, confident, sure security or action based on that security. Trust is not exactly the same as faith, which is the gift of God. Rather, trusting is what we do because of the faith we have been given. Trusting is believing in the promises of God in all circumstances, even in those where the evidence seems to be to the contrary. Hebrews 11 talks about faith, which is accepting and believing the truth that God reveals about himself, supremely in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, the practical consequence of faith in God is trust, which we prove by living out our full acceptance of God's promises day by day. Furthermore, it is by this trust that we are promised peace. You will keep in peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. The classic verse regarding trust is Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. This verse sums up the Bible's teaching on trust. First, it is the Lord in whom we are to trust, not ourselves or our plans, and certainly not the world's wisdom and devices. We trust in the Lord because he and he alone is truly trustworthy. His word is trustworthy. His nature is faithful and true, and his plans for us are perfect and purposeful. Further, because of God's nature, we are to trust in him with all our hearts, committing every aspect of our lives to him in complete confidence. Finally, we are not to trust in ourselves because our understanding is temporal, finite, and tainted by our sinful natures. Trusting in ourselves is like walking confidently across a rotten wooden bridge over a yawning chasm thousands of feet deep. Disaster inevitably follows. Trusting God is a feature of many of the Psalms of David. There are 39 references to trust in the Psalms alone, whether referring to trusting God in His Word, or to not trusting in riches or the things of this world. It is on the basis of this trust that David finds deliverance from all the evil he encounters. Many of David's Psalms describe situations when he was pursued by Saul and his army, as well as his other enemies, and always the Lord came to his aid. One thing that can be noted about biblical trust is that it always engenders further trust in our God. The man of God never stops trusting in God completely. His faith may be knocked, he may stumble, or he may fall into the foulest of sins. But though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. The man of God knows that, though trials will beset in this life, his trust will not waver, because that trust is based on faith in the promises of God. The promise of eternal joy with the Lord and the promise of an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, and fade. From GodQuestions.org. Where does trust come from? Hint: it never comes from the good times and from the easy projects. We trust people because they showed up when it wasn't convenient, because they told the truth when it was easier to lie, and because they kept a promise when they could have gotten away with breaking it. Every tough time and every pressured project is another opportunity to earn the trust of someone you care about. Seth Godin. Some people assume that once you become a Christian and put your trust in the Lord, that He automatically protects you from any and all bad things. That's not how trust works. Trust doesn't eliminate problems, stress, or difficulties that might arise. But it does provide us a firm foundation for our confidence: God. It gives us an outlet for our anxiety: God. I find it helpful to review God's promises to remind myself of His unconditional love for me. He loves me. He loves you. He cares. He wants to help us. He has promised to take care of us. When we put ourselves and our loved ones in His hands, we can know that they are in the best place possible. Augustine said, "Thou hast made us for Thyself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds its rest in Thee." I believe that aligning our spirits with God's Spirit is the most important aspect when we are in dire need of peace, hope, faith, and trust. Peter Amsterdam. What is trust? Well, I think I know. It's having faith to just let go. It's walking by faith, not by sight. It's hope and dawn in dark of night. It comes in when your faith runs out. It holds on when you start to doubt. It knows. God knows what He's doing when you're sitting there stewing. And it's not domineering, because it knows the one who's steering. It's believing He's in control when tests and trials rend your soul. It's not leaning to your own understanding, nor is it pushy and over-demanding. It doesn't fear what man can do to you. It brings peace, unity, harmony, love too. It's hope and light at the end of the tunnel, when your soul is being poured down the funnel. It's accepting the place that He's put you in, then doing whatever's required with a grin. It's even accepting the way you are made, and then not questioning the part you've played. I think it's faith when you're stretched to the limit and you still have confidence that God is in it. Philip Martin.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.